energy partition between Alfvénich and compressive fluctuations in magnetorotational turbulence with near-azimuthal mean magnetic field, by Y. Kawazura et al. The theory of magnetohydrodynamic, MHD, turbulence predicts that Alfvénich and slow-mode-like compressive fluctuations are energetically decoupled at small scales in the inertial range. The partition of energy between these fluctuations determines the nature of dissipation, which, in many astrophysical systems, happens on scales where plasma is collisionless. However, when the magnetorotational instability, MRI, drives the turbulence, it is difficult to resolve numerically the scale at which both types of fluctuations start to be decoupled because the MRI energy injection occurs in a broad range of wave numbers, and both types of fluctuations are usually expected to be coupled even at relatively small scales. In this study, we focus on collisional MRI turbulence threaded by a near-azimuthal mean magnetic field, which is naturally produced by the differential rotation of a disk. We show that, in such a case, the decoupling scales are reachable using a reduced MHD model that includes differential rotation effects. In our reduced MHD model, the Alfvénich and compressive fluctuations are coupled only through the linear terms that are proportional to the angular velocity of the accretion disk. We numerically solve for the turbulence in this model and show that the Alfvénich and compressive fluctuations are decoupled at the small scales of our simulations as the nonlinear energy transfer dominates the linear coupling below the MRI injection scale. In the decoupling scales, the energy flux of compressive fluctuations contained in the small scales is almost double that of Alfvénich fluctuations. Finally, we discuss the application of this result to prescriptions of ion-to-electron heating ratio in hot accretion flows. This was energy partition between Alfvénich and compressive fluctuations in magnetorotational turbulence with near-azimuthal mean magnetic field, by Y. Kawazura et al.